there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. I'm going to kick things off by talking about the Huobi event last night. Kick-ass event. I want to thank the Huobi team, in particular Lester and Churn. Lester runs their London office. I met lots of the new team. Super exciting stuff what they're doing in London. And it's great to see them executing and supporting the London community that the way they do. Level 39 in Canary Wharf is a really, really cool place. They have lots of different tech companies that are basically based there. I know Fern, which is a really interesting ICO, is based there. And they what they've done is they've basically created an environment, like a small ecosystem, to support these new companies with hot desks and the ability to take small parts, like small parts of offices, so you can get like a couple of desks. And it gives the ability to grow, for companies to grow and basically scale themselves there. So that's great. And there's so many cool companies. eToro is based there, Applied Blockchain. It's probably not going to be a popular one, but UBS's blockchain initiative is based around that kind of area. So there's a lot going on, not only there, but in London. We need more of it. Let's make it happen. Let's grow the London community. Let's do this. And the way we're going to do that is by helping new projects. It is by helping development within the space, building up the community, doing lots of cool events. And this is something that's growing day by day. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,156. That's down 8.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $473. That's down 11%. We have EOS currently trading at $8.63. That's down 17% in the last 24 hours. We also have Tron down at 4 cents. That's down 10% in the last 24 hours. NEO is at $34. That's down 10.5%. Tether is currently trading at $1, which I guess is a good thing because it's a stable coin. You got Amizgo. That's currently trading at $8.26. That's down 8% as well. I want to give a big shout out to Game.com. That's currently trading at 18 or 19 cents. That's actually up 50% today, so congratulations. But I mean, the overall market itself seen a little bit of weakness in the last 24 hours. I mean, it's nothing new there, and I don't think any. I think the veterans of crypto are kind of used to the volatility per se. I mean, you meet new people in the space who've literally just bought Ethereum at $5 and they see it down 10% and they freak out. I think that when you are entering the market at this stage, which is very, 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 very early, you have to be comfortable with volatility and understand that you are risking capital when deploying it into the crypto space. It's risk. And I think a lot of people don't really understand this because it's such a retail-driven market. It's sentiment-driven, which is one of the reasons why we love crypto. Anyway, let's get right down to business. The top story that has caught my attention today is Zcash pays off developer to avoid blockchain split. So let's jump in. So despite the best efforts of Zcash developers to keep the cryptocurrencies coming upgrade over winter as seamless as possible, the $8 billion network was faced with a plot twist this week. More days before the update, a hard fork of the code was set to execute. A developer decided to effectively threaten to split the network if he wasn't paid in return, that is, in a forum post published Tuesday. The sole maintainer of the Windows Zcash wallet software, D. Jane Mercer, said he was going to create or seize development of the clients and release a Zcash competitor, rebranded as another coin, if he didn't get further funding for his project. See? Last year, Mercer was living off developer fees and donations for his work on clients. But according to the post, the money had run out and he'd been working for free for some time. As such, Mercer decided to use the idea he might split the cryptocurrency as a way to air his frustrations. On the forum, Mercer said, "Altcoin, drama, rage quit hard fork, as it were. Pull a Bitcoin cash, as it were." And that's what he said. And the message sent some in the Zcash community into a frenzy. That's because the Overwinter upgrade is scheduled to activate on June 25th. But more importantly, that upgrade only adds limited features to Zcash's protocol in an effort to prepare it for the Stapling hard fork upgrade, which looks to make Zcash more scalable and private in October. If Mercer stopped development of the Windows wallet software, the most popular Zcash wallet software, tens of thousands of users would have been left without a workable wallet after the Stapling upgrade. So, even though blockchain splits have become, according to some, a healthy mechanism for asserting opposition of any decentralized cryptocurrency development, others do not fear that these competing coins have the potential to split the community into fighting factions that confuse users. It might be as simply as to pay the man, Zcash engineer Ariel Gabison said. And payment came. The Zcash community quickly stepped to financially support the developer after the threat, at least for a while. The amount donated to Mercer by several anonymous Zcash addresses is currently at 80 ZEC, which is around $15,360 at current market levels. People have thrown enough in the kitty for a few months' living expenses. So that's as well as good, Mercer told CoinDesk. No more coexisting. Stepping back, though it's notable in how the features packaged in the Overwinter hard fork made theoretical hostage situation more dear, one reason is that most developers to support forks, while potentially to disrupt the crypto economies, the guiding ethos is to allow a novel form of financial freedom. If users don't like what is going on with Zcash, they have the ability to create another instance of the software. This is different, proponents said. The traditional money systems, try as some might, you can't exactly fork the US dollar or elaborate banking systems that enables it. In this way, Overwinter prepares the network for further upgrades and the potential for future hard forks by including so-called replay protection to ensure that the network can refuricate correctly in the case of a split. However, the software still contains code called auto-sensing, which causes nodes running older versions of the software to shut down after a period of 16 weeks. Designed to remove risks when undergoing network upgrades, Mercer has prepared for the feature to be built in the newest version of his wallet software. Auto-sensing remains so that the software would eventually expire. However, having removed it from the old version, if the user stayed on the old client, it would cause a chain split, Mercer continued. This is going to be a chain fork in one case, and then client death in another, he wrote. While Zcash developers were quick to counter that, saying that Overwinter older versions of the software will just be pushed into safety mode, which causes those versions to depreciate at some point without causing a chain split. Mercer still had the community in a tight spot. Rock and a hard place, you know, Mercer said, explaining the pressure he put on the community. Overwinter is coming, and you got an Overwinter wallet, but it's going to depreciate sometime between Overwinter and Stapling. So, how am I going to get to Stapling? Mercer's Aureanus was on full display at the time, but since he received the donations, he said that he's dedicated to preparing the wallet software for the Stapling upgrade to come in about 3 months' time. Overwinter broke crap in a bunch of places, which we're only figuring out now how to fix with Windows. But it's like boot in hell knows what's happening. He also added to that, well now, I'm funded by the community to find out and bring it forward. A timely lesson. Above and beyond the donations Mercer received, though, he also got on the phone with the Zcash Foundation as well. I finally got on the phone with the Zcash Foundation board members and managed to talk me back from the ledge from chain fork threats and fun things like that. He also added, I'm all calmed down. Everything is happy now. I hate altcoin drama, and it's the only time I've stirred it up deliberately in my life. I mean, interesting story. Let me know your thoughts on that. If you're a Zcash holder, is that the right way to go about things? I don't think so. I mean, he pretty much held everyone to ransom and threatened them. Instead of trying to work with the community, he went against everything and threatened everyone and threatened to close down their account. So that's kind of interesting within itself and the way he approached that. Do I think he's going to welcome back into the community easily? I'm not so sure. But for the Zcash listeners out there, let me know your thoughts. Hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Mt. Gox. Creditors. Legal victory. Anonymous assets to be returned. So let's find out more. The Gox creditors score victory in hunt for recovering massive losses. This is the first time in Japan legal history, noted attorney Daniel Kilman, that a liquidation has ever converted into a rehabilitation. It's always the other way around after a rehab fails. This sort of also made legal history as well. Mr. Kilman is referring to a post today detailing how the Tokyo District Court, charged with overseeing bankruptcy proceedings in the notorious Mt. Gox crypto scandal of nearly 4 years ago, seemingly changed how anonymous assets, which were to be distributed to Mt. Gox's shareholders under the bankruptcy proceedings, will now be returned to creditors of Mt. Gox in civil rehabilitation proceedings. This is the creditor's victory, the blog detailed. This might have been made possible, ironically, by Bitcoin's core, BTC, appreciating price since losses first surfaced. As Mr. Kelman explains, that's the main reason. At first, the initial creditors meeting at Tokyo District Court, the creditors demanded the trustee return Bitcoins as Bitcoins. Until then, he was intent on selling them. But he agreed to look into it. The CoinLab case stalled everything for a couple of years, and creditors ended up in the 2017 bull market as a massive hodler until the trustee market started selling in January this year, greatly contributing to the current bear market. The victory post was carefully to emphasize how the victory has not been realized yet. The victory will come to creditors when Mt. Gox makes payment to creditors and creditors actually receive such payment. It will take at least three additional steps. Today's post insists to get there, prominently realized creditors rights approval at the creditors meeting and finally approved by the court. For those who lost Bitcoin in the Gox affair but haven't yet filed a claim, Mr. Kelman muses, there might be another chance to file in rehab. Stay tuned. We're trying to redo the whole claims process, which will cost money, take time, and be at the expense of the creditors who timely filed at the right time. But these things will take time as they do. It's interesting. If you were someone in the early days of Mt. Gox and you were taken advantage of by the hack, and it was ridiculous. So a bit of background here. Mt. Gox got hacked, was the biggest hack in history until CoinCheck got hacked earlier this year. And what happened was they went to bankruptcy court and Mt. Gox held a lot of Bitcoin because at the time, Bitcoin, I think, was trading at $200-$300. Obviously, it appreciated in value massively. And what happened was they had way more cash than they actually did when they were fully functioning as an exchange. So instead of giving people the Bitcoin back, they were trying to give people the $200 that they originally paid for the Bitcoin, and that's the value at the time. They ended up, when companies only go through bankruptcy, they ended up having to sell everything, but they ended up having a profit left, which was unfair because it wasn't their profit. It was everyone that held their Bitcoins on the exchange. It was their profit. It was their Bitcoin. So what they're looking to do now, and this kind of story is quite interesting because they're looking to get their Bitcoin back that they initially had. So if you had two Bitcoins on the exchange at the time, it was worth $400, instead of getting a check for $400, what they're looking to do is give you your two Bitcoin back. And that is the best trade. I don't know. I can't imagine anyone actually wants the $200. It's because obviously it's worth a lot more. And also the process that they've had to go through to try and reclaim this has been very tedious. And I mean, this article is trying to say that there may be some light at the end of the tunnel. So we hope that there is. Well, listen, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you as always for your time and attention. It's Friday here. It's around 7 p.m. It's a beautiful sunny day here. I'm the last man standing in the office. So I'm going to wrap things up. And on top of that, I'm nursing a very cruel hangover, which I have to go and treat. So that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you as always for your time and attention. Remember, as always to join us on our socials. That's where it really goes down. The Telegram, to kick things off, is SVK Space Crowd. Join us. Hit us up. We're very active in there, and we've got a really, really great community that's always growing. So please join that. Check out our Twitter at SVK_crypto. Check out our YouTube. It's got some pretty cool videos going on, which is www.youtube.com/SVKcrypto. And if you're really on your game, email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal Friday wherever you are in the world, and have a great weekend. And I look forward to coming back Monday because it's my favorite day of the week. So let's do this. Let's make it happen. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.